Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, loves and lovelies. Lisa's Soul Fiesta is a celebration of life, love, and finding our inner spirit rhythm together. Lisa's sole intention is to truly understand the gift of life by bringing a positive, uplifting energy to life's challenges through unlocking and exploring the many different avenues and possibilities of healing. By searching for the hidden treasures found in our adversities, we can elevate our spirits, change our outlook, and empower ourselves to truly align with the soul fiesta in all of us. Join us now to trumpet the fiesta of your soul as we shine light on the fruits of your labor from your past, present, and future self. Let the soul fiesta begin.
Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, I was really on the fence today if I was going to go on the air or not. And I mean, right into the last minute. It's just like, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? I really not prepared for today's show at all. I'm just going to just go with the flow. Time has gotten away from me, and it's like busy, busy, busy. And on top of that, I'm waiting to receive a message that I have to, I might have to cut out of the show early today. So that was the other thing. And I might not hear anything. I might just go for the full hour and everything will be fine. So I don't know. I was all, what should I do? But I just decided, you know what, I'll just come on and share and just let whatever happens, happens. And if I have to cut out, I'll cut out. And if not, we got the whole hour together. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for showing up with me today. And, you know, welcome. Welcome back to Lisa's Soul Fiesta. Celebrate life, you know, a time and space dedicated within this hour, you know, is created out of love, opening up many real life topics for discussions, you know, seeking out the message within each of these topics that speaks out to you personally. And this is for the nourishment of your soul. You know, it's nourishing your soul. Is seeking that seed within you that is ready to blossom once again. And let the soul fiesta begin where renewal is possible. You know, and here together we can empower. It is a group effort. So, you know, join me and let's just be real, okay? Keeping it real. Real people, real stories, real feelings, redesigning your thoughts, creating new outcomes. And, you know, in the first of this month was the kickoff of Lisa's Soul Fiesta. And I have to tell you, I feel so much better and aligned with what it is that I am to be doing at a soul level. Here on the radio show and the direction with Inner Spirit Rhythm, I just knew there was a calling within me. I just didn't know how I was to put it into fruition. And, do we ever? You know, we just have to start trying things until we find out what works, right? And the important thing is to enjoy the process. You know, of course it gets bumpy. You know, but not letting those times to discourage you. You know, the true divine intent of it is to empower you. Get a high. Just get a high by creating a new design. And why settle for anything less? You know, and that's what I do. You know, ever since I started this, you know, I actually had an anniversary date with Inner Spirit Rhythm 3 years ago. And just not knowing where I'm going or what I'm doing and just recreating it. And when I look back and I ponder and I see the process of it, it's pretty cool. And I see how it has built my confidence up as well. Because when I first started, I was like chewing my nails off, like, OMG, what am I doing? How am I doing? But, you know, it you just got to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere. And it's not going to be all that smooth and all that easy, but there has to be a beginning, right? Right. So, you know, and I have, you know, all my life I had, you know, and been searching of how I was going to put my gifts and my passion out there for all of us to prosper from at a soul level. And I started off by following what others were doing in this work by doing readings on the air and talking about New Age topics. And, you know, and nothing was really wrong with that. I enjoy doing readings. I love doing sessions. I mean, love doing sessions. On the radio, sometimes it's a little hard because it's, you know, sessions are really intimate and readings are intimate. And I feel it was taking at a whole different level, and even on the show as entertainment. And people weren't really, it's about soul searching. It's not about empowering yourself. It's not just getting the answer, and it's not just that easy. It never works out that easy. So I was a little bit frustrated with it all. And New Age topics are fun too, you know, and I've done a lot of that on the show, and I don't regret any of it, none of it. None of it has regrets. It was just I was learning and discovering more. And I have to tell you, the whole time I can feel in my soul and my body that my passion was on target. It was true. It was just the way I was going about it wasn't as effective. I guess that's what I want to say, as effective as it should be. You know, we are to grow and align with our higher self, meaning our God-like self. And when we do this, we are able to reap in on the benefits that encourages us to live, love, and prosper in all the things that bring us joy. So, and I can tell you, the only shortcut you will find in getting on path is by being truly honest with yourself. I know, yikes, right? You know, we build so many walls that blocks the things that we yearn for. And the walls come from heartache. You know, abandonment, betrayal, being deceived, death, the loss that comes with personal, you know, your house, you know, burning down. There's so many things happen. There's so many different scenarios. But, you know, the loss of personal items, the loss of relationships, anything that bruises us, hurts us. You know, we get so far away from the truth, we don't even know what the truth is anymore, do we? You know, and it's just, there's so much digging that has to come, that has to be done, but it doesn't come all at once. It's a process. It's always a process. So it's just like, I keep on seeing my chat box here, and I get a little distracted in my thoughts. First, I want a big shout out to Deborah. I see Deborah on there, and it's like, hello. And my chat box was blinking on and off. I was wondering if it was going to work or sustain. But anyways, right now I see it, and I just want to say hi out there, and hello to everybody else on the call line. So happy to see you here. Okay. Ooh, where was I? Let me get my I was talking about truth, wasn't I, in digging. Yes, you know, for my self, when I opened up the door, because I, when I share and I speak of this, you know, I've been there with you guys on all this. So, you know, and when I opened up the door for my own self-discovery, I was at a point of exhaustion. I couldn't take it anymore. I was tired of living in fear and anxiety. It was tearing down my confidence, you know, and it's just like, and when I knew there was so much more to me underneath all these layers of denial formed by my thoughts of false beliefs. You know, how many times, you guys, have you underneath your breath, you have said, if I could only just be myself, you know? What if? Not that you're not you. It's just there is just so many protective layers there that keeps you from truly shining, you know. And these layers are built from extreme insults, put-downs, insecurities in our lives. And, you know, it's funny, I was thinking about this. I was taking my daughter to work, and, you know, and I knew the show was coming, and I was all like, huh, you know. You know, like I said at the beginning of the hour, I wasn't even sure if I was going to do this show. It's just like, in fact, I made up my mind I wasn't going to do the show. I was just like, I don't got my act together. I can't do the show. I'll just, you know, reschedule it. And then I'm going to do the show. I was just like, I was driving myself crazy. My husband just finally walked away. But, you know, and I was thinking about when I was taking my daughter, you know, it's just like, and I went to this a convention or seminar last night, and it was regards to, you know, I always say about keeping it real, so I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. I went to a convention last night about palettes, and I don't know if you guys ever done this before or know anybody. If you have, email me or text me or call me, send me a telegram, I don't care, whatever, just get in touch with me. I went to a convention. It was about palettes, and it's about hormones. It's supposed to help you with your hormones. And it was really interesting. So anyways, and I've seen a post about palettes before, and I was all, what is that? So it's really new to me. I don't know how new it is to some of you out there, if you heard it or what, but to me, so it was kind of very interesting, and I want to learn more about it. I might even do a show on that because why not? And, you know, and you'd be surprised. It was a I don't know if you'd be surprised. I was surprised. There was a lot of men there that was very interested in the hormones because, you know, everybody goes through it with age and everything. And they were talking about how it starts from the 30s and the effects that it has on you, and you'd be surprised how many men stood up in the audience and had talked about what they have gone through, and some of them that has experienced the palettes and how they're working for them and how amazing, you know, it really is and how much alive they feel. And, you know, and I could see it in their energy, and I could see it in their voice, and I could see it in their eyes. How wow, this is really the change in them. And it was just like, huh. So it's very, very interesting. And, you know, and the doctor that was there talking, I'm really going off on a, okay. The doctor that was there talking, he, gosh, you guys, this man was so passionate, the passion that he has in it, I mean, he was so emotional. And, you know, he had such an extraordinary story of his own. And, you know, and what he has gone through. And he's always been a man that was extremely overweight. And how his life was cheated so much from that. And he was a very overweight child. And he was even held because of his overweight, his heart and everything. He wasn't even allowed to have Reese's and go out and play with the children. And, you know how, what a punishment that is when you're a child and you can't even go out to Reese's because they were so afraid that he was going to have his heart was going to give out on him, you know. And I'm keeping it very short here for the radio. So, but, and, you know, and he was always insulted by, you know, family, friends, his friends, the kids, his friends, family, everybody. It was, he was just always being attacked, you know, by his weight and everything. He was always limited. He couldn't do anything. And but, you know, in all the insults and he always had this dream, he wanted to go scuba diving. And but he was always told he couldn't go to scuba diving. You know, he couldn't handle scuba diving and all the elements and diseases that he got from the weight thing, issues. So he had gotten older and older, and he almost died. He had a near-death experience as well. And he finally let go of the idea that he wasn't going to scuba dive ever again. He was just going to let go of that dream, even though, you know, that was just something, you know, that was always in of him. He just thought, wow, you know, it was a dream. And he finally, there was, after his near-death experience, he was empowered within, deep in his soul, that he was going to do this. And he did, and he came certified, and he went. He did scuba divings all over the place. He done it in caves and the waters and all the experiences that he did. And it was just stop listening to what everybody tells you what you cannot do, and finding the power within yourself and making the changes within yourself. You know, we get so groomed by what other people say and do to us that we start to believe it, you know, and it becomes that voice in your head. And so it was just a really, really cool meeting last night at so many levels. So anyways, and that's what I'm talking about, the insecurities. And, we, you know, we're wanting to be accepted. And you know, and it really starts with accepting yourself. And that's basically what he was saying, and that's what it took to change his life. So, you know, people are very, very critical. And, you know, and in return, we become critical too, right, in our being self-defensive. And it goes around and around and around. It's just it gets this vicious circle. And where does it stop? Where does this all stop? And it's one by one. It is one by one. It starts with you. It stops with us. You know, stop playing into it and removing ourselves from it. But, you know, how do we go about that? You know, that's the next thing. You know, and what I'm hoping for here on Lisa's Soul Fiesta is to giving us a support community without the critical judgments, and honoring and listening, empowering you to move beyond your obstacles, and talking out loud about it, and hearing ourselves talk. You know, that one thing there, because, you know, when we sit there and we have all these chatter, these conversations in our head, you know, we're agreeing with ourselves, and it sounds really good sometimes, you know, like we're really on to something. And then when we sit down with someone and we say it out loud, and I don't know if you guys ever done this, but I have, you know, I'm all like, after I heard myself say it out loud, and I'm all, you know, it really sounded much better in my head, you know, and it's just like, you know, so it's good to talk things out, and it's good to have someone where hearing the questions. And that's like here on the show where I want to hear, you know, where we can talk out loud and ask the questions. And that is where we're being asked of us is what, you know, where we can really start reflecting on the answers deep in your soul. Because that's what you want. We want to heal. We want to get above and beyond all of this crap. So, you know, we take those questions. And sometimes these questions, the questions that we ask, pisses us off, doesn't it? It's just like, hello, excuse me. But, you know, that's the question you really need to focus on, because what did it trigger inside of you, and why did it trigger? You know, and that is where the sore is, you know, the owie, the yaya. Isn't that what I remember my grandma, you got a yaya? But anyways, excuse me, it's just a flashback there. So, you know, that's where we need to work on and think about, why did that upset me so much? What is going on there? And reflect deeper in your soul. But be in gratitude that surfaced. And take the time, because, you know, you're going to have that, as they say on Oprah, that aha moment. And, you know, it may not come immediately. I know we like everything right now, but... it doesn't always come immediately, but it will surface. And, you know, it just you just added some sunshine. You awaken. You're renewing an old seed in your core, you know, is what just happened. And we are all thirsty. We are, and we're looking for answers, aren't we? You know, and the answers truly, my friends here, comes deep within you from all the right questions that finally explodes within you where something all starts to make sense, you know? And don't you, you know, you've had those moments in your life, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's starting to make sense. I'm seeing it. I'm getting it. And, you know, and you're viewing it. All of a sudden in your mind, it's all everything, the puzzle, everything's starting to piece together, you know. So, you know, on the first show this month, we talked a bit about the importance of, you know, we're talking, and the show is about relationships, you know, and everything is about relationships in our lives, isn't it? Everything is triggered from the relationships in our lives. So this, you know, I said it was for the month of February, and I giggled to myself when I thought about it. It's like the month of February, it's going to be for the rest of our lives. It's not just the month of February. It's everything is triggered by a relationship of some form in our life, you know. And it's always the complicated ones, you know, isn't it? And like I was saying, we were talking about the importance of forgiveness for self and others on the first week of February. And this is huge. It's a huge subject that many struggle with for a good reason. And this is something that causes much more pain in our lives, the pain that we want to be free of, but we hold on to it for different reasons, able to forgive ourselves and to forgive others. And it's not that we want to hold on to it, we just don't know what to do with it. We don't know what to do with it. And, you know, on the show we had a caller talking about how hard it is to forgive when you're not validated. And, you know, we want the other person to admit to their wrongs or anyone that had witnessed to our pain to say, yes, it did happen. And it doesn't even have to be a witness. We just want to be validated, our truth being validated, that it did happen. And, you know, honestly, we don't really need validation from anybody. We really don't. And I, when I was hearing this, when we were having this conversation on the show, you know, and I understand because I felt that way too. But the healing really, if I be honest, truthfully here, the healing really truly comes from validating yourself. You know, this is really between you and God. And I always say, you know, we have to have a personal relationship with God. And, it starts there. And I can't even imagine not having God in my life. I can't. I can't even tell you what hellhole I would be in right now if I didn't have a personal relationship with God. And God's always with you. Spirit's always with you. And if you just validate your own truth and that is where it starts. We don't need it from someone else. We're so busy thinking that we need it from someone else and we can't move beyond until we get that. Well, that's not the truth. It really is. It's you. It's you. It comes from you. So, you know, and no one actually wants to step up, folks. And the reason why is they don't want to deal with their own pain as well because they're hurting too. And no one else is, and you know, we're not aware of anyone else's pain. We're just focused on our pain. It's like, hello, I'm the one that's hurting here, you know. So the secrets continue with the pain of the crime and not ever being able to be let go. Now, what about the pain you have? Let's talk. What about the pain you have caused on to another person, huh? We're focused on what someone did to us, but what about the pain we have caused onto other people? This is the one I've shared this on the show before. You know, I have beaten myself up crazy over this one. You know, I hate hurting people. I hate hurting another person. And, you know, and so does the other people that hurt pain. You know, no one really wants to hurt. We are just, we're suffering. We're suffering. We're crying out. And sometimes, and we pass on what it was learned, you know, and we've never seen another way, and we don't know how to approach or how to deal with it, and we're screaming inside. You know, and I sometimes, I was hurting, I was hurting so bad. All I wanted was to someone else to hurt like me for what they did. And after that, all I could see when I saw their pain, I hated myself. I hated myself for what I really didn't want to hurt. I didn't really want to hurt them. It was just, and that is where, it's like forgiving myself. I couldn't forgive myself. You know, it's just like, you big dummy. It's like, look what you did. You know, and I'm sensitive to energy anyway. So, I could even feel their pain that much more. It's like, ugh. So, oh my gosh, and I cry and I cry to God, it's like, I'm sorry, I just heal them, please heal them of their pain, punish me, I don't know, we're crazy, well, that's me, crazy like that, but forgiveness is just like learning to forgive yourself, and what hit me with all of this pain that I'm talking about is that I acted, like I was just saying a moment ago, I acted out on pain inside of me for they are doing the same thing. We are all suffering. I may not know what happened in other people's lives, in their life. I do know it was something close in their actions. I turned around and acted out from that pain. We are all like this in quicksand together, not knowing how to get out. Has anyone ever? And if so, how? And yes, we can get out. I got out of the quicksand. I really, So take a look at the ones that are stuck in this quicksand together. Each person is carrying a secret. Whatever happened. You don't speak of it again like nothing ever happened. So you carry it around forever, weighing you down. I knew nothing would change. When we're looking back, we can't change what happened, can we? And it's just like, and you realize that. But, I think the bottom line is we just want to talk about it and to sort it all out, the thoughts and the feelings, validating it was something very real in your life, in my life, and how it made me feel. Who went through it, we're not the only ones that go through it. And talking out loud, we see that we're not alone. And being able to have love and compassion for one another, isn't that what we want? That's how I want it. Support each other for a better way of life. To me, this is where true healing takes place, and it's hard to make it happen, for no one wants to get on board. And even on the show here, and this is what I'm trying to do, and it's hard getting on board for people to start talking. I got a lot of you, and I see a lot more listen on the radio show where people are listening, and I hear from you afterwards sharing. Eventually I want to be able to where we can hear each other on the show and know that we're not alone. But mostly this should be able to help us have more compassion for others' deeds against us, realizing they are hurting too. Anger comes from pain. It comes from pain. Where else do you think it comes from? Some may be carrying the pain around with them since they were a child and never had a chance to release it in a healthy way. Most doctors put you on meds, even the counselors. So, again, the pain is being repressed. The doctors start putting all these fictional titles on you, leaving you feeling more unstable as a human being. Some even become pros, pros with these doctors and mastermind the doctors and the counselors and saying the right things to override judgments and reap some kind of benefit from it. Ugh. But, the golden rule is to treat others as you would like to be treated. All of the pain, that we have, it is stored deep in your membrane of your body that houses your soul. And it flares up in certain situations that arrive, leaving you confused. Why do I get so upset, react so fast? You keep pushing it all down, trying to bury everything, like acting like everything's great. Everything's fine when truthfully it isn't. And being truthful with yourself is being able to say, yeah, this happened, and this is where I am at with it. And each time you're going to grow with it more and more, because when I started opening this up, when I said I was frustrated and I was going to start being honest with myself, and, you know, and I didn't even know where to start being honest, but you just start. And each time you open up, you peel off another layer. You know, I guess like that onion, how they talk about peeling off the layers like an onion. But, you know, you do. You keep on peeling off layers and until you get to your core. And each layer you peel off, you grow and you become more lighter. You really do. It's just, it's awesome. You know, and the more you're able to release, the wiser you become. The easier it is to heal, and it gets to the point where you can talk about it, and it feels like it even happened in a different lifetime already. It's just like, was that this lifetime? You know? And it's just like, you just know you've been there, and you see how much you have grown since then. It is so powerful, my friends. It is so powerful. You know, I never even believe, you know, I've told you guys this on the air many times. I never believed this, and Spirit had showed me so many times. I think I even said it on the last show of sharing my life experiences with you all. And there has been, I was, oh gosh, I mean, like a child with my arms crossed, my both feet planted on the ground. It's like, not this girl. It's just like, I'm going to talk about this. I'll never talk about it. You know, I was holding on to it like it was treasure or something, you know, and I was embarrassed and what people would think of me, what they would say. And I didn't even have, I was, and this is the point where this is the time in my life where I still had everything so bottled up inside of me. And so I haven't made peace or any healing with it, but the Spirit knew that. But they knew that I was growing, and I was going to get to this point of where I was at today, where I would be able to talk about it and not feel the burn in my throat. And so I've, you know, it's been tiny bits of talking and sharing and healing. But I have shared so much here on the show with you all, in my newsletters, in my blogs, and my sessions with you all. There really is very little I haven't talked about, and so much more to share, if you know what I mean. And a lot of the sharing is to help open each other up more and bring hope and light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what we're here for. And I'm telling you, being able to talk about your real feelings is healing. It is so healing. And not saying something for the fear of others judging you, for saying how you really feel. And in my sessions, they're in the spaces where you're able to talk, release, shed, and rebuild. I share my love, guidance from Spirit, helping you find your inner spiritual courage to heal, love, and restore back to your life. And here on the show, we are pulling out the weeds, planting seeds, a garden that reflects you. Yeah. So, okay. With that, see, I told you I didn't even have anything to say. I wasn't even sure what I was going to share on the show today, and see how it just all flows out. But how's everybody doing out there? I'm going to take, because I got a message I told you at the beginning of the show, I'm going to take a quick commercial, okay? And I have to check on something real quick. So with that, which commercial am I going to honor you guys with? How about this one?
Lisa Solace is the sole creator of InnerSpiritRhythm.com, a virtual community haven where spiritual empowerment meets life coaching. Lisa created this special sanctuary to help guide you inward, to unblock the passages preventing you from moving forward in your life journey. Lisa offers unique alternative healing sessions where she works with each of you personally. using her psychic medium abilities to guide you through the obstacles that are keeping you stuck. Using her ability to connect with angels, spiritual guides, and source energy, Lisa shows you how to view these obstacles from a higher perspective through identifying the bigger picture, bringing hope, healing, and new possibilities into your life choices. Each session is uniquely personal to you at a spiritual level and is guided with unconditional love and healing, empowering you to create a healthy lifestyle. Visit innerspiritrhythm.com to schedule one of Lisa's alternative healing sessions and start your internal flight to owning your destiny today.
I have a question for you guys. On the commercial, are you guys hearing it clear or is it skipping out? Because on my end, when I hear it, it has like skips. It's not, the clarity is not quite there. So if it, like in the chat box, if you can let me know if you, or is it just on my end that it sounds like that? It's clear. I heard no distraction. It's clear. Cool. So I'm just the one getting the distraction. Well, that's good to hear because I was all like, because it was irritating me because it was, words, and then all of a sudden it missed. It was quiet and then words, and I was all like, that's rude. But anyways, I had said at the beginning of the air that I might have to leave early, and I did get a message. So, but I still have a few minutes here. I want to say, I want to thank you guys, number one, for coming, joining and being here with me on this hour. And, you know, last week I had a guest on the air and we had a caller on the air last week and she was sharing about relationships. And it was regards to the age difference in relationships and how does it work, the pros and the cons and the struggles that comes with it. And I really love the sharing because it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, we're all seeking, wanting love. And if you get a chance, go back and listen to that show. And I like to hear more of your comments on it and experience if you know anybody as well. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, isn't it funny, we don't like to hear our parents talking about love or relationships or sex. It's like, oh, my gosh, shut up, you know. But aren't we parents ourselves, you know? Are we not feeling those things, you know, and wanting those things? But we act so different when it's our parents, you know. And it's just like, you know, why not talk and share and get closer to your parents and hear? Because there's so much we can learn. And, you know, I'm over here now volunteering at the homestead with the elderly. Oh, gosh, you guys. I love it. I love it. These people, they're so awesome. And I love the wisdom of the elderly. You know, they're hysterical. And, you know, they're so funny. Some are bitter. Some grow bitter in their life. You know, you can tell they've just bitter from life and hung on to things. And then others just get to the point where let it go. You know, like, I don't know, playing that song, Let It Go. You know, it's just like it doesn't matter. And what they used to fret and make a big deal about is not a big deal. You know, we worry about so much that things that have really no matter. And, you know, I read somewhere recently, and I don't know where it was, but I loved it. They said worrying is like a rocking chair. Worrying is like a rocking chair. You're doing something, but you're not going nowhere. You're just worrying, but you're not going anywhere. So it's like a rocking chair. So whatever. Anyways, I thought it was cool. I liked it. So anyways, and the other topic that I want to bring up with that I have more time, like maybe next week on the air, talking about, because I get this a lot in sessions and I get a lot of emails from it and people reaching out to me, why can I not find love in my life? You know, if it's a male or female or whatever it may be, what is the problem, you know? So, you know, and everybody's unique. It's not the answer. There's many different answers, and it's unique to you of what is causing the blocks there. And so this one, I'm going to really need you guys to come forward and really get involved and get on the show with me and to talk about each different scenario of you, of what's going on with you. And that's where a lot of my gifts will be popping in on the show of sharing, because I know Spirit will be there with me, helping me open up to see that what in your energy of what is going on there and what is blocking us from finding love in our life. Okay? So I'm hoping, I'm going to try to send out things on all my networks to bring you onto the air with me. And if you know anybody that's struggling with relationship or can't seem to find love or so on and so forth, if they bring them onto the air. And let's just rally in together and come in together and talk about this. So, and I might extend that for some more shows because I think we can go on for months talking about this one. So, okay, that is that. God, so much is going on my brain here that I want to say before I get out here. You know, other topics is that I want to bring on here is, what is it I truly want in a relationship? What is it that I haven't been receiving? What are the words I use most in an argument? Those are important to know. That is part of the healing. When you're in an argument, what do you keep on repeating and saying over and over? Why are you saying that? What are you trying to say? Because half the time you come back, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean that. You know, but you really did mean that. So why are you saying that? And I want to help find the trigger of where that's coming from. You know, it's kind of like a one where I recently I had, because it comes fresh, it's just like this one person I was in a session with, it's like, keeps on crying out, you know, well, you know, if you don't like it, then let's get a divorce. You know, and you keep on throwing the word divorce around. It's like, do you, and then, you know, I was asking, do you really want a divorce? No, I don't want a divorce. But, you know, why do you keep on saying that? You know, and it's just like, so I want to, you know, that's the other thing I want to talk about. What do you notice in an argument that you keep on repeating? If you don't like it, just leave. Whatever it is. And so let's find out the triggers on that. What is it that you feel that lacks in your relationship? Okay. Are you able to fulfill that in within your own self and your relationship in yourself that you're looking for in a partner? Okay. It's deep. A lot of it's deep, but, you know, you can handle it. You can handle it. And are your words really reflecting how you feel? Okay. So, and what does that really mean to you? And like I said, the other one was that I just heard in my head again, why am I not able to find a relationship to be in? So that's what I want to hit on next week. And what is love? What is love, folks? What does love mean to you? What does it mean to us? Romance versus love. You know, what's the difference there, and what is that? We get so confused, and so trying to, you know, and I want to hear your guys' input, what you think about it and what you feel, okay, and what it means to you, and then hear each other, because, you know, we'll hear each other. It's like, yeah, someone else will say something. It's like, and they'll hit it. They'll say it, what you're trying to say that you can't seem to get out, and I know, so again, we need to come together and we need to talk together. So, and then the relationship you're in, are you growing in this relationship? If not, why not? You know, so let's look into that. Is this relationship created around lies? Yikes, you know. And I've been in a few of those. I don't know about you guys, but I could say a few, not even one. So did you lie to yourself, to others, to your partner? And, you know, actually the relationships that I was in with a lie, it started with my own personal lie. I kind of sugarcoated it into what I wanted to think and believe. And it was it was my insecurities. And I couldn't deal with it. So I had a kind of, you know, you guys know how it goes. So that I want to talk on the show about as well. Is your partner your best friend? Okay. So how soon is too soon in a relation, committing into a relationship, you know? So things I just want to dig in and talk about and help make peace and help you grow and discover more of yourself. So, and I just sent a newsletter out on Valentine's, Loves Me, Loves Me Not. And let me tell you about this. Loves Me, Loves Me Not. Okay, I kept on feeling that it was like, I do my newsletters. I don't do it like, well, it's a newsletter and we should do it at the first of each month because that's the way it's done, right? And I was like, I'll do a newsletter when I feel like doing a newsletter, okay? And when I feel like doing a newsletter is when I get the message from spirit, when I get that vibration, when I get that calling. And I know when that comes. I mean, I've been working with spirit for so long, I could feel that surge. And it started off with a title. You know, I got Loves Me, Loves Me Not. And so I wrote it on a blank on the computer, you know, the Word doc, Loves Me, Loves Me Not. And I sat there, you know, and I got nothing more. It was just like, Loves Me, Loves Me Not? What does that mean? Where are we going with this? And so I was all like, okay. So I walked away, and it sat there for about a week. You know, and I would still see it up on the computer, Loves Me, Loves Me Not. And I had it written down on the side, and I was all, was that it? You know? And so I, all of a sudden, I felt that feeling again, and I came in here. And so I sat down. And, you know, and it's funny because they always, like I said, they always want me to share starting with my own personal story. And yikes. So I sat down and I started. It's on my blog on Inner Spirit Rhythm, and it's on all my Facebooks and everything else that I have there. If you get a chance, if you like to go read it. And it talks, and this is the other topic we're going to talk about on the show as well, physical abuse. You know, it could be physical abuse in relationships, or it can be sexually abused. And I was, as a child, up until my later years in life. But anyways, I was. And I talked about that in Loves Me, Loves Me Not, and what it did to me and what I went through on it and my struggles with myself on it and making peace with it. And what that was something where I said that was blocking me into getting into a relationship. And that's why I say it's unique to each and one of us. And, you know, so when I ask, you know, when someone asks me, why can I not find, get into a relationship, why can I not find love? So it's just like, what is that block? You know, and that was one of the biggest blocks that was within me. And I shared it in a nutshell in that blog post, in that newsletter. And I tell you, when I write some of this stuff, it's hard for me to send it out because I'm looking at it and I'm all like, oh, my God, you know, who's going to want to read this? And, you know, and because I'm really burying my bones out there, you know, but that's what Spirit shows me. That's what it's about. It's breaking the ice, and I'm trying to break the ice. And we're not alone. We're not alone. And let's heal together and let's grow and move beyond because you can. because life is a gift. It really is. And I didn't believe that. I used to roll my eyeballs. I used to roll them so hard I thought they were going to get stuck on the top of my head. It's like, yeah, right, life is a gift. But it really, really is. And I'm living proof of it. You know, I found it in my life, and it moves me all the time. And see, I went on and on and on, and I'm already actually close to the end of the hour, and I'm going to have to really go now. But I want to thank you. I talk to your friends. Share with others that you feel on the sharing that I just shared with you that you feel that would help empower another. Come and get involved. You know, it's fun. I want to bring out all the positive instead of, you know, there's negativity in the experience, but there's so much beauty that comes from it. And, you know, and I watched a movie the other day. I don't know if you guys saw it, My Beautiful Life. Oh, my gosh, folks. Okay, if you can, watch it. And you're gonna think, like, how depressing. The title's beautiful, right? My Beautiful Life. You think, oh, rainbow, sunshine, you know. And on this story, you just see the hardship in this story of this man telling it. And it's dark, it's gloom, it's heavy, it's sad, it's painful. The way he goes through his life and his spirit and his soul. And then at the end, the beauty was the message of this movie was, even in all the darkness in your life, there is be found. And he talks about that good. And that is what we need, and that is what feeds you, okay? And that's how you grow. Okay, and that's how your pastures become greener. Okay, and that is what I want to discover here on the help you guys on the show. And in my sessions, we do that, but my sessions are so more one-on-one and more personal and more deeper. Here, we kind of expand as a community and we grow. So, okay. Now I'm really going to say that's it for now. Love and blessings to each and one of you. Thank you for joining me today. And I hope to hear from you. Email me, write me, call me. Any sharing, join me on the show. And let this fiesta begin with all of us, okay? Because it's time. Celebrate your life. All right. For now, I'd like to say bye. Big, big hugs and thank you. Mwah. All right. Bye-bye.